Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can you lift your two hands to Him and just bless Him and thank Him? Just thank Him, appreciate Him, bless His name. Let's just appreciate Him, appreciate Him, appreciate Him. Thank Him. Thank Him, appreciate Him. Imelebo kuria bala makanda lebo kuria bala bazinda lebo kuria bala. We thank You. We bless Your name, Jesus. We exalt You. Andele bokuria male bokuria dala. Ibele bokuria mana dandan bakaria gandere bom. Ibeke tele bokuria bala mazinta katala bam. Are kente le de bokuria. We exalt Your name, Jesus. We bless You. Can we lift our hands to Him? Just lift your hands to Him. Give Him a wave offering. Wave your hands. Manga dalibo jita karia bala. Bless His name. Wave your hands and bless His name. We bless You, Lord. We bless You, Lord. We bless You, Lord. Anaga dalibo koria bagadaga. Ileke ria katalama karia bagedele lebo koria. Agatata reboko ria bagada. Ide rikanta la bakaria gadada. We exalt Your name, we bless You.
We give You all the glory. We worship You, our God. You are worthy to.
Have your seat, bow down your heart to Him solemnly.
We give You all the glory. We worship You, our God. You are worthy.
The Spirit of God is here like a dew. Can we just sing? We give You all.
We all glory. We worship You. Worship You, our God.
We give You all.
We give You all glory. We worship You.
Bow down your hearts. Let's have the keyboard alone.
Hileki taka taka libo kuria dada.
Lift your heart to Him. Let Him hear you. Lift your heart. Lift your heart to Him. Lama libo guria balabazita. is interested in hearing your voice. Ine demoko ria katala makatala makaria. Ibe kete keria katala makaria balemoko ria kata. Eria katele boko ria katala. Ebe kete kete keri boko ria kata. Ile ke aria kata. Ebe te ria kata. Maya kata karia kata. Ere kete 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 kete. Ibete eriaka mayakata ala karia kadede bokoria eteri kete le bokuria kata meria kadede Alete rita dalama eriabaka ebeteria. Let your life be prepared for the move tonight. Mariaka erede bekete te mariabaka mayaka dalabaka ebeteria maladada eriaka dada mariaka ebetete te erite telebo labaka dalaba erite te te mokoria kata. Eria kata kata Maria kata. Eke se 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 se. Eberi kete lebo. Akata kata laba. Ebe kete kete kete. Laba karia kata. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you. Thank you. Can you receive the ministry of Holy Spirit? Can you receive the ministry of Holy Spirit? Receive the ministry of Holy Spirit. Receive the help of our spirit. Ineke adama ali mokuria balama zita. Ejibete ariada nama heli mokulia. Ale eria malebokuria katalebo. Aziteke ikerebokuria. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Alemokoria balemokuria balabazida. Ayeke teke yama yama yine nene moia. Ikeria nanana maheje telemokoria. Stretch your hands towards your other. Stretch your hand. Just stretch your hand to him. Receive the ministry of Holy Spirit. Manimbe keria bala. Ayakatala ba keria ba. Close your eyes. Bow your hearts. Stretch your hands. Receive the ministry. Like a dew. Receive the ministry of the Spirit. Receive the ministry. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hilebo kuria balama zita katala. We bless you.
Mofeo.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We honor you. In our midst, we honor you. In our midst, we honor you. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Holy Spirit, we honor you in our midst. Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8. The whole church reading together. Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8. Can we all read together? Who is on the video mixer? Can we all read together? Once ago, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. Give me New King James. There's a word I'm looking for. Go back to verse 7. Give me King James then. Verse 7. Okay. Can we all read together? Once ago, he raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the donkey. Where do you see Bola? Where are Bolas? Is that the word for donkey? Where are Bolas situated? Huh? Out of town. They you always see Bolas in poor neighborhoods. In fact, one of the ways you know this area is destitute, is poor, is a donkey. It is in those areas that people tell you that the kose you buy near the Bola is the sweetest kose in the whole world. Say, when I was growing, there's a place where they used to food, space food. It is near one Bola like this. If you eat that woman's food, na poverty. You always see the poor near a donkey or at a donkey. And that's why he said, can we read together? Verse 7 again, please. 7. Let's go. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the needy out of the donkey. Let's go. Verse 8. That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. 1 Samuel 2 verse 8. 1 Samuel 2, 8. 1 Samuel 2, 8. Can we all go together? Let's go slowly. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill. So, in this verse, the poor was called a beggar. Please go with me. The poor was called a beggar. To set them among the princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the word upon them. Brethren, listen to me. There is a place called the Dung Hill. Many people in church are in that place, but they don't know. The Dung Hill, you might dress well and see being on the Dung Hill. You might drive a good car and CP on the donkey. You might think you are okay and CP on the donkey. You might be pitying others and not knowing that your life is at a place called the donkey. What is the donkey? The donkey is a heap of dung. The donkey is a heap, a refuse heap. The donkey is a garbage dump. Garbage. The donkey is a sink. It's a place of refuge. The donkey is a place of death, a place of trash. Lift your two hands up here. Let me pray for you. Anyone whose life has become a trash, let the Lord relocate you today. In the name of Jesus, stretch your two hands here. By the transformative act of the Holy Spirit, let the Lord convert your life, redeem your life from any trash in the name of Jesus. Your life is redeemed by the blood of Jesus from any trashy situation in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Go with me. What is a dunghill? It's a place where worthless things
our throne. When you feel worthless, you are in the dunghill. Where is the dunghill? The dunghill is where spoiled things are thrown. When you are looking at your life and things are spoiling, without you having an answer to it, you are in the dunghill. What is a dunghill? The dunghill is where expired products are dumped. When favor has expired in your life, when goodness has expired in your life, you are at the dunghill. Where is the dunghill? What is the dunghill? Where unwanted things and things of no use are relocated to. So when you feel your life unwanted, I am amounting to nothing. When nobody have any use for you, nobody wants to talk to you again, you are at the dunghill. Where is the dunghill? The dunghill is where what serves no purpose, things no longer in use, things of no value are kept. Lift your two hands up and say, my Lord and my God, if I am at any dunghill, by your grace, by your mercy, relocate me today. In that, can I pray? In the name of, by relocate me. Oh Lord, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. If I am at the dunghill, oh Lord, arise by your grace, by your power, relocate me today. Oh Lord, my Father, arise by your mercy. If I am at the dunghill of life, arise and relocate me, relocate me. Let my life not be worthless. Let my life be of no use. Let my life not be of no use. In the name of Jesus, relocate me from every dunghill. Relocate me from every dunghill. The enemy has kept me. Oh Lord, arise and relocate me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Where is the dunghill? The dunghill is a place of filth, refuse, and rubbish. The dunghill is a place of foulness, rottenness, disgusting smell. Where is the dunghill? Have you not tried to visit somebody before at home and the house is not kept well? You have made up and you're going to spend maybe like 3-4 hours. You got the stench of a place. Even before they clear a place to sit for you, you will see baby feeder here. You will see potty the other side. Everywhere is upside down smelly. What do you do? What do you do? You run away. When your life is at a dunghill, you are oozing some spiritual odor that is rotting, that makes everybody to run away from you. When you have men, friends, in big places that have made it, then none of them called you. Your life is a dunghill. Are we here? It's a place of stench, rottenness, foul smell. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh Lord, arise, relocate me from every dunghill in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, arise, relocate me from every stench, from every refuse, from every trashy place in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise. Arise, 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 in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. She has a very powerful perfume she always wears, but spiritually, the stench from her body is sending every sweeter away. Spiritually, no helper is coming. Powerful perfume, intense, or whatever name they call, whatever perfume. But it lacks help because there is a spiritual odor from the dunking, sending people away. I pray for everyone here. Let the Lord perfume your life. Let the Lord flavor your life. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear a shout in an amen? Let the Lord favor you. Let the Lord perfume your life. Let the Lord flavor your life. In the name of Jesus, if your life is stinking, if your life is rotten, let the Lord come and transform your life. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say, oh Lord, arise, transform my life from every rottenness. Let help locate me. Transform my life, arise. Arise and transform my life from every rottenness. And let help locate me. Oh Lord, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. And transform my life from every rottenness. And let help locate me. Let help locate me. Let help locate me. Let help locate me. In the name of Jesus, In Jesus' mighty name, lift your two hands up. Say, oh Lord, relocate me from the donkey. Is there anybody in church? Lift your two hands up. Can I say, oh Lord, relocate me from every donkey in the name of Jesus? Can I hear you pray? Oh Lord, relocate me. Relocate me. Relocate me. Relocate me. Relocate me. By Angelica, may you be relocated now. By Angelica, by Angelica, by Angelica, by Angelica, be relocated from every donkey in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. The donkey is a place of degradation. Degradation and decomposition. Things turn to manure there. It's a place of corruption. It's a place of decay. The dunghill is a place of shame. It's a place of reproach. It's a place of humiliation. I pray for you. Anyone at any dunghill of shame, of humiliation, of reproach, let the Lord relocate you today. In the name of Jesus. Brother, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is relocating you. The Lord relocates 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 you. In the name of Jesus. When a man has been at a donkey for a long time, poverty looks sweet. Bad things, they celebrate it. When you show them that there's a better life somewhere, they fight you. Do we know how they make it? Do we know where the money is from? Do we know this? Do we know this? All these people wear just a bike car everywhere. Now only God knows the thing where they do. Now don't kill mentality. You need relocation. I pray for everyone here. Anyone in a donkey, spiritually, where the enemy is keeping you, today, by the force of angels, relocate now! In the name of Jesus. Obviously, listen to me. The donkey is a place where everything loses its value. It might be valuable at home. Once you transport it to the donkey, it loses its value. It's a place where things deteriorate. It's a place of depreciation. The donkey is a place of downturn. The donkey is a place of losses. The donkey is a place of waste. The donkey is a desolate place. The donkey is a place of unemployment. Under the Mokoria Kada Gata, Arikete Mokoria Kada, anything depreciating in your life, we arrest those things now. In the name of Jesus, any person whose life is being wasted, let the Lord arise and waste the waster. In the name of Jesus. Lift up, say, I refuse to be at any donkey. Say, I refuse, I refuse. I reject every donkey. I refuse, I reject. I refuse, I reject. I refuse, I reject. I reject desolation. I reject deterioration. I reject depreciation. I reject downfall. I reject waste. I reject waste. I reject losses. I reject desolation. I reject unemployment. I reject. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stand up on your feet. 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 If it's possible, can you stand akimbo like this? If it's possible, it's not compulsory. Can you stand like that? Now, pray with me. See, I reject desolation. I reject wasting powers. I reject deterioration. I reject degradation. I reject the donkey. Can I hear you pray? I reject. I reject. Can I hear your voice? Oh, yeah, reject. I reject. Atelebokoria. Neketekete. Rabakariakata. Mayabakata. Ebeketeke. Rabakaria. Ereketete. Mazatakata. Abakataka. Eberia Catele, Ereketele, Mazataka, Ereketeke,
Makatala Eriakata Mezete Makataka Epeke Riakata. I reject. I reject in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Not that people don't want to help you, but people don't want to visit the donkey. If you don't relocate, no, but no help comes. See, listen. When they need people for election talk, they go to the donkey. When they strike a deal and release some people, and they want to replace other people with them, they don't go to palaces. They go to donkey. They just carry some people. When you get police station, go and be explaining. It's a donkey. It doesn't happen in some places, but it happens in donkeys. Are you here? I pray for you. Anakariakada, by the force of angels, relocate from the donkey. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anyone enjoying the donkey, let the Lord open your eyes. Let the Lord relocate you. Let the Lord open your eyes. Let the Lord relocate you. Can I open say, I reject every donkey power, every donkey spirit. I reject. Atakata. Ereketelelebo. Mariakata. Mazataka. Ebekete. Rabakaria. Eriakata. Mazataka. Ebekete. Rabakaria. Eretete. Mayaba. Abiodu. What are you doing? In the donkey. You hear the word of the Lord. Relocate. Matataka. Erikete. Mazata. Ekete. Rabaka. Eriaka. Mayaba. Ekete. Ebekete. Rabakata. Akataka. Mazata. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Dump and use. These people in donkey that you dump and use. Everybody you met uses you and dumps you. Don't you know you are the donkey? Nobody carries anything from the donkey to the palace, to good places. I pray for everybody here. Anakari amalebokuria kata. Ekete lebokuria. Let the Lord, by angelic forces, relocate you from that donkey. In the name of Jesus. Donkey is where you find the forgotten, the rejected, the dejected, the despised. Whenever they are sharing something, it never gets to their tongue. Never. It never gets to their tongue. Why? Spiritually, he's rejected. He's dejected. He's nowhere to be found. He's only found in the donkey. The donkey is the habitation of the poor, the needy, the beggars, the destitute, the debtors, the helpless. Is the habitation of the insignificant, of the unknown, unimportant, unnoticeable, and the disadvantaged. Stretch your hand here. Man the kelebo. Agataka rikede. Anyone that has been forgotten as a donkey, may the angels of God remember you and relocate you. The angels of God remember you and relocate you. The angels of God remember you and relocate you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh Lord, if you will do one thing today. Are you interested? Say, oh Lord, if you will do one thing today, lift me out of every donkey. Lift me out of every donkey. Oh Lord, if you must do something today, lift me. Akatakata, Ariakatata, Mazatakata, Ebede, Mariakatata, Etelebokoria, Atatatata, Ebede, Mariakata. If you must do something today, relocate me. If you must do something today, relocate me in the name of Jesus, in Jesus'
mighty name we have prayed. Listen to me. Anyone in a palace that by his decision he wants to relocate to a donkey, may the Lord stop you. There is a way that seems right to man. There's a way that is trendy. It will only lead to suffering. There's a way that looks like it. Everybody is doing it. There is a way that looks like it. There is a way that looks like it. Anyone in a palace that by their decision they want to relocate to a donkey, may the Lord refuse you. May the Lord reject that decision. May the Lord make that decision fail. In the name of Jesus. Go and think about it. God gave you a free will. Go and think about the decision you are about to make and change it quickly. Pray to the Lord before you take that trendy decision. A word is enough for the wise. Have your seat. Have your seat. The dunghill is where you see rodents operating unhindered. You will see some mouse in the dunghill that cats run away from. Is there that kind of rat in your area? The one that when cat sees, he runs. Because the dunghill is a natural habitat for a rodent, not a natural habitat for a cat. So in the dunghill, evil things happen per time. You don't need to bother. It is just natural. It happens. The dunghill is a natural habitat of pathogens. Things that cause sicknesses, disease. So in the dunghill, when a person is dunghill, a family is dunghill, they'll be transferring illness throughout the year. Sick tomorrow. When they are okay, they are going to ask one powerful, terrible name of something. It's a donkey. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Say every sickness of a donkey. Say every affliction of a donkey. Say expire in my life. In the every sickness, every affliction of a donkey. Expire, 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 expire. Every sickness, every affliction of a donkey, expire. Every affliction of evil, every affliction of wickedness of a donkey, expire in my life. Expire. Every affliction of a donkey, expire, expire, expire. Every sickness of a donkey, every illness of a donkey, expire. In the name of Jesus. Everyone put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your heart. Every sickness in your body, every affliction in your body, I command them, let them come to an end today. In the name of Jesus. Know the time to pray. Know the time to play with your children. Mothers carrying children. Know the time to pray. Know the time to play with your children. I pray for everybody here. Any sickness of a donkey in the life of your children, let them be terminated by fire. Let them be terminated by fire. Let them be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. I ask, stretch your hand here. Whoever men has called nobody, whoever men has called unimportant, whoever men has called insignificant, let the Lord lift you out of a donkey. Let him place you with the princes. In the name of Jesus. Whoever is seeing himself as unimportant, unnoticeable, seeing himself as nobody, as insignificant, today the help of the Lord locates you.
Can I hear amen? The help of the Lord locates you. Can I hear amen? The help of the Lord locates you. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, help me. Relocate me from the donkey. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your prayers? Oh Lord, help me. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Relocate me from the donkey. Help me, help me, help me, help me. Relocate me from a donkey. Oh Lord, help me, help me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Because of our time, I will jump something. See, the donkey is characterized by the following things. Lack of opportunities. Because no good things come to the donkey. It's only bad things. And opportunities are good things. If you lack opportunity to excel, it's a donkey experience. Lack of progress. Everything dies in the donkey. Even if it's living. Even if it was living before it get there, it will die. Nothing grows there. Anyone the enemy has sent to the donkey, hear the word of the Lord. May the angels of God arise and relocate you from there. In the name of Jesus, the donkey is a place of acute poverty, extreme losses, and perpetual debt. In fact, a man that stays in a donkey borrows to pay what he has borrowed. Borrows to pay. I wish you will not play big boy, big girl, and pray for yourself. That's why I'm taking time to explain all these things. The donkey is a place of lack of promotion, lack of favor, lack of fragrance. It is only odor oozing out. A donkey is the lowest and the most wretched condition a man can ever be in life. Is a donkey. The donkey is the condition and situation that is repulsive or degraded. The donkey is a place of stagnancy and extreme degradation. A donkey is for people that has been dumped, forsaken, forgotten, abandoned. I come by the grace of the Lord today. Anyone forsaken, anyone abandoned, anyone forgotten, let the help of the Lord locate you today. In the name of Jesus. Let the help of God locate you today. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and pray for me. Pray with me. Say, oh Lord, let your help locate me. Say, whatever it takes today, let your help locate me. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? Oh Lord, whatever it takes today, let your help locate me. Whatever it takes today, let your help locate me. Rabakarakadadadada. Eriakadadadada. Let your help locate me. 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 Ariakadadada. Ebekebekebelebogoria. Oh Lord, help me, help me, help me. Ariakadadada. Ebekeriakada. Ezekebekebe. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Any marriage on a donkey. Let me have a keyboard. Stretch your hand here. Everybody here is from a family. Every family here that is on a donkey. Close your eyes. But I just stretch your hand here. Aninemo kuria balaba zita kariya gadadada. The mighty healer, he is a leper. When the crippled saw him, they started walking. Anywhere he went,
my Lord was doing.
Let it play for me. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and delivering them that were oppressed of the devil. Therefore, I decree every family represented here that is under the rule of the oppressive world, let the Lord arise and deliver you. Every affliction of the donkey upon your marriage, upon your family, today be delivered from that affliction. 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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, between Friday and now, everybody is now a marriage counselor. Because of what happened to our dear sister. Everybody, people went over beyond the will of God, because people that are not married are already prophesying negative things into their own future. Beware lest the devil turns what God wants to use to change people into something that will imprison you. Just see people writing different things, saying different things. And just that.
We pray for everyone here.
Every unstable marriage in this church, let them receive stability. By the help of the Lord, receive stability. By the help of the Lord, receive stability. By the help of the Lord, receive stability. In the name of Jesus.
I don't have to say much. You know my stand on abuse. I've preached against it many times. And I've always told you, any man that raises his hand against a woman can never prosper. Never. Go and check their record. They never prosper. Never.
When you raise your hand against favor, favor runs away from you.
They never prosper.
I'm not sure we have such people in this church. But if they are here, is it cause or well, I don't know what to say. So I will not speak in anger. I ask that the Lord will change their hearts. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat, lest I'm distracted with marriage issues here. Let me focus on this. Have you ever had a dream of working with Mebola before? Have you had a dream of picking things like Mebola? All of us say, I thank God. Now, the rate where they pick things now. If I say my money will soon come, now your poverty, they follow you. Have you had a dream of being naked? Dreaming of walking around naked? Dreaming of falling down from height?
Is a donkey dream.
Have you had a dream of wearing filthy garment, filthy rag? If you go to Zechariah 3 from verse 1 to 4, even Joshua the high priest was not able to do anything. The devil was accusing him when he was wearing filthy garment. Every garment of a donkey that the enemy has put upon you, I command, let there be a change of garment for you today. In the name of Jesus. Okay, my people are on point today. Let me read this. And he showed me, Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand. To do what? To resist him. Well, let's go. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord, can I say Satan, the Lord rebuke you. There are some things many people don't know. Most of you don't know that this is one of the most powerful prayer points for spiritual warfare. The Lord rebuke you. When Michael and the devil were fighting over the body of Moses in the book of Jude, there was only one thing that Michael said. He said, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you is very powerful prayer for warfare. And look at it. God. And the Lord said unto Satan, what did he say? He did not call fire. He did not. Most of you, it's only fire you know. Fire! Fire, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord. Can I even say, every donkey experience, the Lord rebuke you. Say, every desolation, the Lord rebuke you. Say, every lack and poverty, the Lord rebuke you.
Can you mention those in her eyes? The Lord rebuke, the Lord. Say, Lord rebuke, the Lord rebuke. Every filthy dream, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And the Lord rebuke you. And the Lord said unto Satan, I love this. The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Even the Lord that has chosen your Lord Nujuan's family, rebuke you. Are we here? Is not this a brand plugged out of fire? Look at verse 3. Let's look at verse 3. Let's go together. Now, Joshua was clothed with seedy garment and stood before. He was looking like Mebola. So anything happens, accusation everywhere. Is he the only person? Any wrong thing, when something happens, he's the one that is, I think I saw Biodun passing. I saw, it was me. That's a baller experience. It's a donkey experience. I come here by the anointing of the Lord. Every donkey experience in your life, in your family, in your destiny, let them expire today. Let them expire today. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord my God, arise. Change my garment. Change my garment. Change my garment. Oh Lord, arise. By your power, by your grace, change my garment. Oh Lord, arise. Change my garments. Oh Lord, arise. Change my garments. Change my garments. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now Joshua was clothed with a filthy garment and stood before the Lord. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, can we read together? See, that's the word of God to you. The Lord is taking away your filthy garments. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. Can we read them together? Let's read together so that we can now see in conversation. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe you. Look at it. Look at the beginning. Look at the beginning again. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him. Who are those that stood before him? No, the devil was there. He's the presence of God. The devil was there accusing. He spoke to the angels around him and said, take away his garment. And you know the angels of God are here to take away garment, see the garment, and put on you a new one. Let's read that verse 4 again. Look at it. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, behold, I will cause thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will close thee. Stretch your hand. We command a change of garment for you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Oh Lord, help me. Manga riboko riabada. Esther 6, 7 to 11. Let me just jump to that place. Then we take the anointing. We anoint you. Esther 6. Remember, I'm not sure which service I took this on Sunday. Was it second service? You know, Mordecai was just Haman was coming to tell the king, give me authority to kill Mordecai. It was at that time that the king was looking for who would tell him the good thing to do to Mordecai. You see, the way God orchestrates events, he never comes late. Never. And look at Haman's answer to the king. And that is what we are going to pray about for you today. Are we here?
You remember, he lifts the needy from the dunghill and seat them with princes. Are we here? So we are not praying to be lifted out. We can be lifted out of a dunghill and be placed in the bush. That's why we should not pray incomplete prayers. Move me from here to where?
Even the Bible says, if you
have faith, you will speak to the mountain, be lifted and drop in the sea. What you don't want, you say it. Where you want or what you want, you say it. Are we see here? The Lord is giving us a change of garment. But let me have the keyboard. Let's handle that once and for all.
Every garment of shame, every garment of reproach, every garment of false accusation, every garment of lack of opportunities, every garment of sorrow, every garment of sickness, they are taken away from your body. They are taken away from your destiny. They are taken away from your family. In the name of Jesus, the garment of favor, the garment of success, the garment of spirituality, the garment of goodness, the garment of wealth, the garment of power, the garment of wisdom, the angels of the Lord put upon you now. In the name of Jesus.
Your eyes closed. Your eyes closed. Labali Boguria Gada, Namaza Takaria.
Etele Boguria Gada, Lama Gada. You have never known favor before. You have never known favor before. But by the change of garment, let favor begin to pursue you. Let favor be your constant companion. In the name of Jesus, let your story change suddenly. Let your story change suddenly. Let your story change suddenly. In the name of Jesus.
Okay. We thank you. We thank you. Strange, uncommon liftings. As the anointing oil comes upon you today, let there be strange and uncommon liftings for you.
In the name of Jesus, in this church, in this church, in this church, after we anoint everybody here, as many people that walk into this house, there shall be transformation and strange and uncommon liftings for them. In the name of Jesus.
I want us to reach together. Put it on the screen for me. An amen. Let's reach together. An amen answered. For the man who the king delight to honor, let the royal. Beautiful. We are going to five things we are going to pray about, and then we anoint you. See this change of garment in you. See this change of garment in you. Let the royal apparel. Let me interpret. You don't see a prince and not see honor. Why a prince? Why are we not seeing honor? It's because you don't have the robe of honor. From today, the royal apparel of honor and favor, let the Lord put upon you.
In the name of Jesus, say, oh Lord my God, say the royal apparel of your goodness, of your wealth, of your favor, of your prosperity, let it be upon me, and let my story change, let my story change, let my story change. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Have your seat. This is one of the things you take home to pray, because it's something I should spend 30 minutes on, and I want to spend like 3-4 minutes on. So the first thing that he asks for them to do for you, whom the king delights to honor, is that they should put on a royal apparel on you. Therefore, anything that the royal apparel brings, as it has been put upon you spiritually now, let those things begin to pursue you.
In the name of Jesus.
That's number one. Number two. Let's go. And the let the real apparel be brought with the king used to wear. You see all this is that Haman has been seeing. You discover that Haman is about planning a coup for the king. Because all the good things that a king has is the thing he asks for. Number two, what is it? And the horse. And the... What is a horse? What is a horse now? Somebody is about to change his car. Somebody is buying a new car. In the name of Jesus. I stopped dedicating cars a long time ago. Because the numbers were too much for me to dedicate. I want to start dedicating brand new cars. A member of the church brought a car, a Mercedes-Benz E350, like 8 years ago, for me to dedicate. So he gave me the car key. I carried the car key, I entered the car. Number one problem, where do I start the car? There was no place for the key. It was keyless. I never knew about keyless. Pastor, this is it. I press it. Boom, the car starts. Zoom. Formatic 350E. After the car made that noise, I need to put the car on reverse. I did not see gear. I was looking for gear. If you have not been in the place of honor, you will be embarrassed. Hello, do you understand? That, let's take your place, your children to place of honor so that they will not embarrass you publicly. Thank God, church members know plenty that time. We are around 200 that time. And many of them, even the people with me also, they didn't know where to look for it. So, but the woman, I say, Nigeria, the GLB. So as I thought the deal, I now told myself, this car where I don't know where to start and where to press the GL. If I drive this car too much and something happens on the way, will I be able to pay? So I slowly reverse and move it back. And back there, God bless you. Pick your car key, yo. Don't put me in the trouble. He said, and the horse that the key rideth upon. Soon in this church. Our mobility will show our royalty. Our mobility will show our royalty. In the name of Jesus. In this economy, everyone that needs a car, new, old, whatever it is, let the Lord provide for you. By favor, let the Lord open the doors of mobility. By favor, let the Lord open the doors of mobility. In the name of Jesus. Listen, when we pray for cars in Abuja, it's not a big deal. Abuja will not get transport system. You must have a car. You know, you must. Are we here? I thought my car key is in my pocket. We release cars for different families in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Number three, my time is fast spent. Number three, let's look at the third one. And the crown royal. This Haman, and the royal crown is to be set upon his head. The Lord is giving you a new level of authority. A new level of rulership. A new level of dominion. As this oil comes upon you today, a new level of authority. A new level of dominion. A new level of royalty. A new level of rulership. In the name of Jesus. Two more. Oh yeah. Next verse. And let's just go down. Now we did talk about ourselves. Let's continue. And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of the king's most noble prince, that they may array the man withal whom the king delighted to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of a city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king What is that? What is that? So after you put the apparel on him, if you are, you have the car, you can't drive it. What good is it? Apparel is on you. No honor. What good is it? He said, let there be a divine procession. Let them honor him publicly and openly. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've always told you, a blessing you can hide is not a blessing. When the blessing be blessing, if you are president of Nigeria, can you hide it? Ah, you can't hide it. Now, small, small blessing with the hide. If the thing had been, he hit me. The blessing that cannot be hidden. The blessing that brings announcement. The blessing that brings proclamation. Let the Lord arise and do for you now. In the name of Jesus. Let the Lord do for you in the name of Jesus. Enter your season of divine announcement, of supernatural announcement, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Can I say my head shall not lack oil? My head shall not lack grace. My head shall not lack anointing. My head shall not lack favor. Internet my libokoria kata. Nothing shall be impossible in my life. Can I hear your prayer, my neighbor Korea?
Lift up your heads. Oh, can we go? Let's go. Lift up your heads.
Oh,
you gate. Be lifted up. Hear everlasting doors. That the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory?
The Lord.
Oh, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head. Oh, you gate. Be lifted up. Hear everlasting doors. That the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts.
Every door that has been shut against you. By this oil upon your head, let the doors open automatically.
Amen.
Let them open automatically.
Amen.
Ancient door, let them open automatically.
Amen.
Everlasting door, let them open automatically.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can I just lift up your head? Oh, you gate, be lifted up. Yeah, everlasting door, that the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head. Oh, you gate, be lifted up. Yeah, everlasting door. That the King of glory by coming. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Everything that has been denied you in time past, by this oil upon you, let those things begin to pursue you.
Amen.
Let those things begin to pursue you.
Amen.
Let those things begin to pursue you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. What only the anointing can deliver.
What only the hand of God can deliver. What only the grace of God can make available. Let them be made available to you today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The oil came upon Saul and he became a different man. A different man. He was giving honor. He was prophesying. His word was coming to pass. People were bowing before him. He became a king because of the anointing. By this anointing upon you, let your story change. Let your life change. Let your situation change. Let men begin to honor you. Be relocated to the position of honor. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Listen to me. No anointed person stays in the dunghill. It doesn't happen. 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 By this oil upon you, relocate from the dunghill.
find yourself in the palace. Relocate from the dunghill. Find yourself in the place of honor. Relocate from a worthy place. Find yourself with princes. In the name of Jesus.
We thank you. Lift your two hands up. Decree things. Ask things. Decree things about your life. The oil is upon you. You have authority. Poverty, end. Debt, end. Sickness, end. Speak with authority. Speak with authority. Poverty, end.
Disgrace, end. Sickness, end. Poverty, end. Poverty, end. Disgrace, end. Poverty, be broken in my destiny.
Poverty, end. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me attentively. Anyone here whose life has been moving in circles, 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 that pattern is broken. That circle is broken. In the name of Jesus, that circle of death, circle of sickness, circle of poverty, circle of lack of favor, it is broken in your life. Circle of heartache, circle of disappointment, it comes to an end today. In the name of Jesus.
I want you to pray for yourself 30 seconds and I leave you. Just ask something for the Lord.
Touch not my anointed. None can touch you anyhow. The ease that comes from the anointing, let it be upon my family. Let the struggle end. Let the servitude end. Let the name of the Lord be glorified. Let them see me and know that the Lord has done something for me. Oh Lord, by this anointing, single me out for your elevation, for your promotion, for your lifting. Orchestrate the verse for my lifting. Let poverty end. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I pray for you? The oil came upon your head. Your head is a symbol of your authority. Symbol of your destiny. I come today. Whatever is wrong with your destiny, let that oil correct it in your life. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that has lost spiritual authority, by this oil coming upon you, from today, whatever you command, so shall it be. Receive back your authority in Christ. Exhibit your authority. Exhibit your authority. In the name of Jesus. That oil came upon your head. Your mind is in your head. We pray for you. Let your mentality change. Have the mentality of a child of God. Have understanding and knowledge of the things of God. In the name of Jesus. Whatever belongs to you that has been taken forcefully away by this oil upon you, let there be a recovery for you. In the name of Jesus, as I live here, I say unto you, what only man God can do, that man cannot do. Any situation you are in, that you know is only God that can do. Whether in the life of your sibling, of your parents, of your children, by this oil upon you, let the Lord arise and do for you. In the name of Jesus. It is written, your story has changed. It is written, your destiny is moving forward. In the name of Jesus, you are relocated from the dunghill. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Stretch your hand up. Stretch your hand up. Can I hear you say, thou, O Lord, are a shield around me. You're my glory and the lifter. Can you say that again? Let me hear you. Thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter of my... Can I hear you for the last time? Thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. You are my
glory, and everybody in this sanctuary, everybody hearing my voice, everybody in this church, there is a lifting for you in this season. There is a lifting for you in this season. There is a lifting for you in this season. There is a strange lifting for you. Confounding lifting for you. Uncommon lifting for you. In the name of Jesus. Can we say the confession? And I leave. Let's go. In 2022, God's incredible, explosive, overcoming blessings will overshadow, overwhelm, and overtake every area of my life. Mercy is speaking for me. His favor is surrounding me. His hand is mighty upon me. I have divine direction, divine guidance, divine plans, and I am pregnant with strategic plans. I will receive God-made opportunities and Kairos moment. Increase is coming my way. Therefore, I receive divine connection, divine income, supernatural wealth, and I live debt-free. Double blessing. It's over my family, children, career, and business. The Lord is giving me double for my trouble. The Lord will endow me with knowledge, understanding, insight, and wisdom. My success stories shall be unending. My health uninterrupted. Goodness and mercy will be my constant companions. Angels become my bodyguard. I speak blessings, breakthroughs, joy, peace, favor, don't give, goodness. Pause. Every don't give, the enemy is speaking into your life. They are taken away now. In the name of Jesus. As we are speaking now, whatever is speaking contrary to what you are saying, let them perish and be silent. Let them perish and be silent. Let every donkey experience come to an end. In the name of Jesus. Can we go? I speak blessing, breakthrough, joy, peace, favor, goodness, victory over my family, friends, and loved ones. I saw to new spiritual, professional, social, economic, and national heights greater than I ever dreamt, imagined, thought, or whenever possible. This day, my spouse, my children, and I for signs and wonders, and we walk in perfect health. The Lord is my source, my provider, my sustainer, and deliverer. I make giant strides. My path shines brighter and brighter. The light of God shines on my path. The life of God breathes on my spirit. The face of God shines on my life. And the abundance of God shines on my account. The hand of God rests on my walk. The favor of God surrounds me. I shall not weep. I shall not cry. I shall not mourn. I shall not sorrow. I shall not gnash my teeth. I declare I'm healthy, wealthy, and covered in the righteousness of God. This year, I succeed, I progress, I overcome, I prosper. My Savior, my Comforter and King is giving me strength and power to resist the fiery darts of the powers of darkness. No matter what I go through this year, only good can come out of it. Life is happening for me. Better, stronger, brighter, wealthier, healthier you, I pray, in 2022. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.